With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer calling ABC TV's abrupt and indefinite suspension of the Jimmy Kimmel Show, in his words, outrageous, and claims it was a result of pressure from Federal Communications Commission put on the network because of false statements the late-night comic made about Charlie Kirk's assassin. But FCC Chairman Brendan Carr is challenging Schumer.
And what happened yesterday for the first time, frankly, in modern history, is local TV stations, first Nexstar, which owns some, then Sinclair, which owns others, says, listen, we don't want to run Kimmel. We don't think it actually serves the needs of our communities in Utah, in Pennsylvania. And so this is TV stations pushing back on national programmers, which I think is a very good thing.
The FCC chairman was interviewed earlier today on the Scott Jennings Show on the Salem Radio Network. Overall, President Trump and British Prime Minister Starmer sharing many common points, but they sharply disagree over the possibility of a Palestinian state. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The two leaders displayed great warmth and cooperation following their talks in the UK, but there's distance between them and how to reach peace in the Middle East. Britain will soon recognize a Palestinian state, but the president is not on board.
I have a disagreement with the prime minister on that score.
At the United Nations last week, the U.S. voted against a resolution supporting a two-state solution and urging Israel to commit to a Palestinian state. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Turning Point USA announcing that Erica Kirk has been elected as the next leader and will serve as CEO and board chair. The organization that Charlie Kirk founded to mobilize young Christian conservatives has seen a tremendous surge in interest and support since his assassination. This is SRN News. A warning for pastors.
It comes from a new poll conducted by the Pew Research Center, and it asks people how they would feel if they found out artificial intelligence was involved in something they are exposed to. The survey did not ask about sermons per se, but it did reveal that 71% of people would dislike a political candidate who gave a speech written with help from AI. And 56% would not like a similar news story, suggesting they would also not welcome a sermon if you had an AI assist to write it. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some lawmakers in Wisconsin, concerned about a rise in anti-Semitism, would like to see a law that adopts a new definition of the problem. Supporters say the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance definition of anti-Semitism should be made part of Wisconsin law. Opponents say it could criminalize any criticism of the action of the Israeli government. This is SRN News. Well, a judge is blocking the Trump team from deporting Guatemalan migrant children who came to the United States alone and then sending them back to their home country. More on the story from correspondent John Scott.
The ruling by U.S. District Judge Timothy J. Kelly comes after the administration's attempt to remove Guatemalan migrant children who were living in government shelters in foster care. Immigration and children's advocates sued, arguing many of these children were fleeing abuse or violence, and the government was bypassing long-standing legal procedures meant to protect them. Kelly's decision extends a temporary order while this case plays out. John Scott reporting.
Protesters hitting France with transport strikes, demonstrations, blockades, and more targeting the Paris metro and other sectors. The action Thursday opposed President Emmanuel Macron's plans to cut funding for public services. More details at srnnews.com.